Well, Uncle William.
Okay, very good. And here we go back to the New Testament. There's Matthew, Mark, Luke, and
John.
Okay, so it's if he's my father's brother, he's my.
He's my father's brother.
Well, like your brother out there, he's what relationship to your children?
Uncle.
Okay, and just say that with John. Oops, say that with. Say. Put the two together. That word and Matthew, Mark, Luke, and.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John?
Yeah, only the last one. Only say that word with it.
John.
Only he's your
Uncle John.
Uncle John.
I really messed that up.
Yeah, you did.
I made that one so much harder than was necessary. Okay, and a military title that's way up at the top. You really salute these guys.
I don't quite get that.
Okay, Eisenhower had this title, a military title. He was
four-star general.
Okay, now the Southern leader. Who had this title? Led the troops in the Civil War.
Well, let's see.
From Virginia.
Grant.
Robert E. Lee.
And
okay, now what was his say the title and his name together.
Robert E. Lee.
And his, what was his title, his military title?
General.
Okay. Now, one, I think it's one notch below general would be what?
Colonel.
Okay. And below that?
Lieutenant Colonel.
He's right. And then below that?
Below that?
Major.
And then?
Captain.
Okay. Would you ever use that word, this last one you just said, would you ever use that for anybody other than in the military?
Well, I have seen them use it for some boss men, you know, out on some kind of construction job, mm-hmm. or farm or something. You hear lots of colored people saying that.
Yeah, colored people working for you, they refer to you as cat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You hear it a good bit. I don't think you hear it much more, but it used to be pretty familiar. You know, when I was a little boy, well, that was it. Mm-hmm.
What's the title for the man who presides in a trial in the courtroom? He's up at the big desk.
Judge of the court.
A youngster who is in school is a what? He's studying in school. It makes him a
kindergarten. First grader.
He could be anywhere in school, but the fact that he's in school makes him a
pupil.
Can you think of another word you might use instead of pupil?
Scholar.
Or say he does awfully well in school. He's a real
smart guy. Real smart student.
There we are. The woman who works in an office and writes letters for her boss.
Stenographer.
Or?
Secretary.
What are some of the town officers here in Forsyth?
Well, mayor would be the top one.
Okay, and what else? Just can you name some of them?
And then you'd have city council. And then you'd have the chief of police.
What would you call a man who was on the city council? What would his title be? He's one of the
city official.
Okay. What would you call a woman who performs on the stage in plays?